We'll be right back. Hey, this is Nitro Game Injection. Welcome to the show. This is your host, Kyle J. CRB. And of course, as usual, I'm here with Larry OG.
Yes, hello. I am here for you.
For me?
Well, we the people.
I am the people?
Well, I mean, you the people, we the people.
Oh, the people listening. Yes.
Yes.
Welcome again.
A strange concept.
Yes.
That's cool. What's going on with you, man? What's up?
Not too much.
Not too much?
No, not too much. Just been playing some games.
Some time to play some games. What you got rolling?
I've been playing Team Fortress 2 a bit.
Half-Life 2. So you've been shooting people, stabbing people, killing people.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. They're good games.
Nice, so, man.
Half-Life 2 is freaking scary.
Oh, really?
Some parts of it, yeah.
I've never touched that stuff.
No, it's pretty cool.
That's like Dead Space, man. That stuff will scare the shit out of you. What the fuck? Oh, shit! Shit jumped out.
Way better than Halo.
Really?
Well, yeah, anything's better than Halo.
Oh, hating on the mainstream.
Nah, I'm hating on crappy games.
What? I've never played Halo in my life.
Yeah, so I haven't played much either.
I can't speak to it. Ah, man, I can't speak to it. But
hate on the mainstream. No, Ice Cap.
What a hater, dude. All right. So now that we've established that you were drinking the Haterade, man, what do we got going for today's show?
Got a good stuff lined up, man, as usual. You were at Video Games Live recently, weren't you?
I was.
You showed up.
I was at the Richmond, Virginia show at the Landmark Theater, performed by the Richmond Symphony Orchestra, and myself and fellow OC Remix judge Jimmy Henson, Big Giant Circles, we got to select the participants of the costume contest later on in the night. They chose about 20 dudes, and then me, myself, Jimmy, and his wife, we got to select the top 7, and then the crowd got to vote on who won the prizes. Cash and gold bullion and stuff that they give away at Video Games Live.
Cool.
And who won? A young boy dressed up as Mario. He did look pretty damn good though, man. And I mean, you know what? The kids, man, they melt the crowd every time, because there were some badass costumes there, man. Some Resident Evil 3 guys, I think. Somebody dressed up as one of the characters from Valkyrie Profile.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Zelda. Yeah, there was a pretty badass Zelda as well. Had the ears going, too. It was like, wow, man. So, had some good costumes, but, you know, there was a Pac-Man. But it was just like, you know, I think the kid was just wearing, you know, kind of a Pac-Man Halloween costume or something like that. But they're going, I guess, for the cute factor. But the Mario, man, you know what, though? And he had already won it, right? So clearly he won the crowd's, hearts. Yeah. He jumped in there, did a little, like, put his arm up in there, like Mario trying to jump up and hit a brick. And it's like, oh, yep, kids melting the crowd up. But Video Games Live, great show as usual. Had the All Access Pass, so I was rolling with the BGC and with the MAGFest crew, MAGFest.org. So with the dudes who help run the Music and Gaming Festival, of course, Brendan Becker, Mr. MAGFest, and Dom Cerchetti from Firaxis Games, and Nick Marinelli, Nick the Newbie, who is their promotions guy. So we had lots of peeps rolling with us, Crows from Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged series. So we had lots of peeps there, and I would alternate between being backstage and in the crowd because it's a hell of a show. So you gotta, while hanging backstage is good and you have a great view, you're right on the wings. You're not just like kind of sitting in a green room kind of, oh, there's some music happening like 20 feet away. you're really getting a great look at the orchestra, but you gotta be up in the crowd because, hive mentality.
Yeah.
So it was good stuff. And what we're opening with as you have selected from Video Games Live.
Yep. The Greatest Hits Volume 1.
Yep. There will be, you know, 10 more volumes. No, as Tommy says, they have like...
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, damn it, now I'm forgetting like how many sets they have. I think they have about 60 so far, if I remember that correctly. And this one definitely went over huge, the God of War montage live. That's what it's called, God of War montage live.
Yes.
Because it's super live, it's in your mouth. Yeah, this one went over extremely well. I think it was more because I think when I went to the Kennedy Center in 2007 to see a doubleheader of Video Games Live, that one got a huge pop. And as soon as it came on, this one at Richmond, I think it got less of a pop. But as it went on and like it would hit various cues and go for the mega finish, totally won anyone over who may not have known God of War, because I think there were a lot of, you know, kind of newbies there.
Yeah.
Great piece, man. Great energy, man. So have you been to Video Games Live yet?
I have not. I would love to go, but yeah,
they gotta hook it up on
chance.
The West Coast, man. But now you're Cali style, now you're rolling on dubs, so you could probably hit one of these
shows. A few shows around coming
around. Man,
so eventually, but for now the album suffices.
That's right.
And this is definitely a great cut off that album. So, if you want to grab this song and the album it's on, or any of the other albums, lots of Tommy Tallarico albums, since he's the guy who founded and is running Video Games Live, just head to videogameslive.com. Check out the store and grab this. This is the God of War montage from Video Games Live. So don't go away. This is Nitro Game Injection. That was Rebulous, track from Last Ninja 2, the Central Park theme. Interestingly enough, Last Ninja 2 recently released on WiiWare, or at least I think Last Ninja, the first one.
Wow.
One of them, yeah. Commodore 64 games getting on WiiWare, that's pretty cool.
I hope they're like super cheap. No hate on Commodore 64 games, but you know.
I hope they're
cheaper than Nintendo games, but nah, probably not. Cause
I think they're like 500 or 600 points.
So
about the same as Nintendo games.
Yeah. Well, C64 is just huge in Europe.
Well, yeah. I'm surprised they even put the C64 games out on WiiWare in America, because definitely a lot less familiarity.
Yeah. Which is stupid, because, you know, there's some classic games on there.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like playing Pac-Man or something, you know? I mean, come on, man. It's not, you know, don't have a superiority complex over it. But that was about, yeah, Rebulous.
That's a great track from remix.kwed.org or
Qued.
C64 Remix. Remix 64, actually.
There you go.
Sorry.
I was like, I've never heard of that website. Yeah,
Remix64.com.
Yeah, that's like the aggregator. It has remix.qued.org and Amiga Remix all in one place that you can grab them at and get the new, you know, get news about the Commodore scene and the Commodore arrangement community. So, remix.qued.org, man, they are a staple, man.
Yeah, they've been around, longer than OCR even, so...
Yeah, man, and they do torrents every once in a while, just like OCR does, except more frequently. I think they do it once a year at least. I think maybe even twice a year. So, yeah. Man, hook it up, man. And they have a rating system there because, you know, it's an open submission process. So, go for the stuff with like the yellow smiley faces and above, and you're not going to hit anything bad.
I thought they had a panel too, don't they? They have a judges panel.
There's somewhat of a cutoff point. There's no judges panel. It doesn't work like that. I think Qued just kind of listens through, and if it's just brutally atrocious, they're not going to host it. But as long as it has some merit to it, they'll post it up. But it's not really. I mean, it could be like a rip or whatever.
Directly strict. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not strict. Yeah, that's a better way of putting it.
You can kind of notice that when you go through the archives, but there's a lot of good gems there as well, such as that Rebulous track. And he also has another track on RKO that's great too. So,
any idea what that covers?
I believe it's also Last Ninja 2.
Have you ever played Last Ninja? Like,
I have not, unfortunately.
No? Oh, man. Shoot, I want somebody to give me a breakdown of what Last Ninja's about.
I haven't played many C64 games at all, but I would assume The Last Ninja is about the Last Ninja.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, they're like three, they're three Last Ninjas. I mean, it's just hilarious.
He just won't die.
We only train some new ninjas or something? I don't know.
Last Ninja. We don't know a damn thing about Last Ninja.
Last Ninja. Sorry, good game. Last Ninja.
This next track is from a pretty underrated OC Remix album. No, it's not, actually. Damn it. Oh, I get my facts wrong.
Oh, that's cool. You know what? It was intended to be.
It was, yes. It was going to
Doom
be.
Yeah, Doom 2 Delta Q Delta. But the project leader, Lee Barber, former judge, the man, Aussie legend, the Orichalcon, he said it was like, it didn't have quite the right mood for him. I think it wasn't dark enough. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
This is intense.
I'm like, what? This shit is intense. I thought it would have been a great fit, but, you know, it's not my call.
Yeah.
So, but no, it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, it's from The Joker, Louisa, and Big Giant Circles. That's a huge collab.
Yeah.
Yep. This one is on OC Remix. Was originally for the Delta Q Delta OC Remix album, but got posted on its lonesome instead.
Good track, though.
Oh, yeah.
Don't sleep on it.
Nope. Definitely a hot track. It says Doom 2, No Man is an Island. This is Nitro Game Injection. Thank you.
I'm Zost, and you're listening to
Nitro Game Injection.
Was Gonzo, the track from Indy 500 called Wing and Wheel. That was his entry in the Dwelling of Duels, May 2006.
Yep, or free month.
No, wait. Yeah, May 2006, free month, yep.
What else has Gonzo done, dog?
He's done a lot of stuff. He did a lot of DoD entries. He was mostly there between May 2005 and May 2006. Did a great track. It's a great track from Thundercross 2 called Ride the Lightnings.
Oh, man. Thundercross 2. No, yeah. Just like Indy 500 with Wing and Wheel, I have no clue on Thundercross 2.
Thundercross, I believe, is a shooter game.
Sounds about right.
I think that, let's see here. Yeah, it's a Konami arcade game. Scrolling shoot 'em up arcade game.
Sweet.
Yes.
Which, of course, Konami has no expertise in.
So no, of course not. They don't know anything about scrolling shooters.
Piece of trash, that game.
Yeah.
I'm betting.
Yep, awful.
But, No, man, Indy 500, though, you had a good point when I was talking to you earlier about people not really knowing the music from that game, considering it was an arcade game with no console release.
Yeah, that game saw no port, which is really a shame. It's a great game, but yeah. When you're in an arcade, it's kind of hard to hear the music for some of these games, especially older games when the sound on them has worn out and everything's just shot in the console itself.
Yeah, man, there's just too much hustle and bustle around you that you don't get to really absorb the music.
Yeah, but in retrospect, after being able to actually listen to the soundtrack from this game, it's an excellent, excellent soundtrack that I think has been highly overlooked. Sort of like the game itself. The game has been fairly popular. It's a staple at GameWorks with its eight-person full-on big-screen gaming there that they have, the tournaments with the Indy 500. But other than that, really, it's not very well-known.
Wow, any idea when the game originally came out? Because 8-player is huge.
Yeah, came out in, I believe, 95 or 96.
Damn,
so it was a mid-90s game, and came out in, not that one. There was also an Indy 500 that came out in 1978 for the Atari 2600. There's Indianapolis 500, the simulation, for 1989, made by Papyrus for PC and Amiga and Mac, actually. And here Indy 500, the arcade game, in 1995 by Sega. So it has since it came out about pretty close to Daytona, it takes a lot from Daytona. It uses the Model 2 engine, much like Daytona did. So very similar gameplay and games between Daytona and Indy 500. But of course, Daytona is the definitely more well-known.
Dude, so I'm seeing some badass chiptune stuff that you're you got lined up, man. So what's going on in the chip scene?
No, there's a lot of news from the chip scene, actually. For people who aren't familiar with the chiptune scene, it's basically what people do is they can recreate or create their own tracks using sound chips from, say, the Commodore 64, the NES, Atari ST, any number of those. And they compose and create their own music or create remixes or covers or anything. Something like that. And it's a very, very, very large community. It's gotten an extreme amount of coverage lately. Game Music for All has an interview with Phlogiston and Disasterpiece from the website Paws, which is an internet chiptune release label. It's a very popular concept, actually, to have these album labels online for chip artists. So you can check out Paws at www.iimusic.net, II being like the symbol for Pause, the pause symbol. So, but Game Music for All at gamemusicforall.com has an interview with two guys who are very much into the chiptune scene. Phlogiston, who has been on the Nitro Game Injection previously, and Disasterpiece, two very well-known guys. And if you're interested in checking out more of this chiptune stuff, 8-Bit Peoples is another internet release label for chiptune artists. That's 8bitpeoples.com. And 20A03, which is 2A03.org, is another release site, but they release mostly individual tracks.
I've been to all of those, man. So, and Pause is the latest one out of all of those, you know, the Pause Net label.
Yeah.
And they've had some great stuff coming out. Of course, 8-Bit Peoples, you know, and 2A03, very established, so... Yeah, man. So if you like the classic sounds of, you know, the Nintendo and, of course, all the other 8-16-bit systems out there, mostly 8-bit, or even like 4-bit, mostly the old school, be sure to hit up those chiptune sites. There are a lot of great, as Kyle was saying, original compositions made from those sounds. And, of course, Game Music for All, you know, with the number 4, Game Music for All. Very tight, man. They cover the scene very well and... you know, extend that coverage not just to game arrangements, but to the chiptune and to a lesser extent, the nerdcore scene.
Yeah, and actually Game Music for All is part of the Nerdapalooza concert, I guess.
Oh, they'll be covering.
Yeah, they'll there's be covering like the actual that. That's
Nerdapalooza.
Huge.
There's like the actual Nerdapalooza website, Nerdapalooza website that that's run by Hex, John Carter, so which is separate from Game Music for All, but... yeah, there. I mean, GM Foray is always big on covering, you know, Nerdapalooza, so it's going to be in Orlando. I'm hoping I can get to go, but we'll see. Like, there's so many events going on, and you know, I'm talking to John, so I'm like, hopefully I can make it. But if not, you know, I will definitely try and attend the next one.
Yeah, you can actually check out on our website, KNGI.org. We got an entry there on Nerdapalooza right now near the top.
Nice.
Just did a short spotlight on it. You can get more information. Nerdapalooza.blogspot.com is a website. And that's just a big big gathering, big concert featuring chiptune artists, a few game cover bands, some remix artists, hardcore hip-hop. Just a bunch of guys getting together and putting on this great live show. So you can look forward to Super Powerless, Beefy, I Fight Dragons, Dual Core, a few other well-known artists in the chiptune and hardcore
and
scene.
Nerdcore scenes, yeah.
So, definitely something to check out.
Yeah, man, if you're in Orlando, Florida area, you gotta be there.
Yep. So, but actually, we got a selection here from Rush Jet One, who's very well known in the chip scene. A lot of people know him. He's very popular. And he's got a track from his album Sounds of 2803, and it's very pretty cool. It's a short track. It's called Konamized. It's stylistically based on the Konami sound of the NES era. We're gonna listen to that right now. Don't go away. As always, stay here. This is Nitro Game Injection. That was a Smash Brothers Contra 4 arrangement, the Harbor theme. The Smash Brothers, man, they're a pretty huge band. This is like a video game remix super team, super band.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And I got to see them once again at MAGFest. Got to see them actually perform this live, Harbor, MAGFest 7. So, and they perform every year at MAGFest, so I'm getting that pimp in there.
Yeah,
MAGFest.org. Hit it up. January each year. One of the biggest music and gaming festivals. The biggest music and gaming festival for the scene anywhere. So it's huge, and Smash Brothers are huge. And awesome, awesome live set. They perform quite an eclectic selection of tracks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sure you can go to YouTube and, you know, Google them like Smash Brothers MAGFest and get to see at least some bootleg cam footage, but it's nothing like being at the real thing. You gotta go. But yeah, this version off the Contra Dual Spirits soundtrack, awesome. And when it's kind of funny, man, though, that Jake Kaufman Vert, you know, way back he was doing, you know, the Konami style and in terms of his chip tunes, and then to actually get asked in this case, by WayForward, who is developing Contra 4, you know, for Konami, you know, having Jake score a Konami game, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely massive, dude. And it's on the DS. Dude, I played that for like 4 minutes or something. God, that is hard.
Hard-ass game.
God damn. Impossible, man. How do you play it, man? I
haven't played much of it either, but... It is rough.
I mean, can you do a cheat code? Do easy mode?
up, up, down, left, right, A, B, select, start, whatever the hell the Konami code is.
I mean, Konami code is in there, but it doesn't give you, like, infinite lives or anything. I need something to beat
well,
that
Contra,
game.
Well, the Konami code in the original Contra didn't give you infinite lives either.
I know, but this game is way harder than that. I can't even get through, like, the first half of the first stage. I mean, they made that game brutal. Holy God.
Yeah.
But no, good stuff. And like you're saying, that's on, not only is it on the Contra 4 soundtrack, but it's on the Smash Brothers latest EP that's out, man. Hit them up with it.
The Bacon EP. You can grab it at thesmashbrothers.com. It's $5 plus $2 shipping. It's a great, great album. It looks like they've got six tracks on it. Cover from Life Force, Castlevania 3 and 4, Earthbound, UN Squadron, Final Fantasy, and just all sorts of great tracks on there.
Nice. Lots of huge companies represented there. Yeah. So, and, you know, you got Konami, Nintendo, you got Capcom in there too.
Yep. And the Smash Brothers, like I said before, they're a big super band. I mean, you've got artists like Norg, Vert, MIDI, Prozax, Aleshon, Marquismo, Kunal. It's just this huge conglomeration of guys, you all-star people that you know from the community, like Aleshon, Vert, Norg, MIDI, Prozax, and all of them on Overclocked Remix. They run VG Mix. They're just, it's just this big, awesome band. And aren't they considered
absolutely
the MAGFest house band too?
Yeah, they're considered the MAGFest house band because, you know, the story was, I mean, they just kind of got together at MAGFest 1,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, did a set, and it was just like, oh my God, wow, you know, so they've performed at every MAGFest, and it just gets bigger and better, man. They're always a main event attraction. I mean, the concerts are always huge, do not get me wrong. There's always great stuff, you know, Arm Cannon, Power Glove, you know, low Metroid Metal.
Previously.
Yep, mini bosses. So, I mean, you know, and we're playing Chromalodeon later. So, MAGFest has always had very, like, the hugest bands in the scene. But the Smash Brothers, I mean, there's nothing like them. And they play a hell of a show. And it's kind of funny, the Bacon EP, that was named after MAGFest 6, where they served bacon to the crowd live. They had Joe Cam cooking bacon outside. And, oh, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was serving pieces of bacon to the crowd. So I was lucky. I got hooked up in the beginning, so I got an entire piece of bacon. Then they started, like, breaking it up. But, yeah, it was awesome. And then, actually, for MAGFest 7 during Smash Brothers, they made hot dogs.
Awesome.
Dude, so you got to go, man. You're going to get free, you know, free food?
Yeah. Can't miss it's that.
I have no clue what they're going to make next year. I don't know. Hopefully some hot wings. Give me some hot wings. Hot wing EP.
This album has been long anticipated, actually. Been hoping to hear something outside of MAGFest. I mean, the MAGFest is great, but, you know, the live recordings, they aren't always the best. I wanted to hear some in-studio quality music from the Smash Brothers.
So, if you are more of a fan of, you know, really hearing just, like, the super polished, everything right, you know, everything mixed, balanced, and in its place, hook it up with Bacon EP. If you have some sort of hookup, you know, from Japan, somehow get a hold of the Contra Dual Spirit soundtrack. I don't know how you're going to get it now, because it was a pre-order bonus for the game. So I have no clue how you're actually going to get a physical copy of it now. But, you know, hit up eBay. They might have something.
Yeah, check out the Contra 4 soundtrack, too, because it's pretty mind-blowing.
It's awesome. So I don't know. Maybe we should have them submit it to, you know, OCR or something. Somebody should make some Contra 4 arrangement. The Way Forward, Tom Hewlett from Way Forward, he's like, oh, I can't wait till somebody does an OC remix of it. Like, well, he said this in Nintendo Power, so which was awesome. So
yeah. Well, you know, there's this...
Rocked and Loaded,
with Snappleman and... Snappleman and Prince of Darkness putting this album together.
That's right.
So it's going to be a Contra 4 arrangement album.
Yep.
So look forward to rockedandloaded.com. It's going to be huge.
Excellent. Sweet. Is it with just the letter N or is it with N?
N. Rocked and loaded. Rocked and loaded.
Cool. And speaking of the Smash Brothers, what we got coming up next, man, we got, of course, a member of the Smash Brothers, George Norwick. Norg.
Mm-hmm.
Break it off, man. What do we got for him?
We got a fresh, relatively fresh overclocked remix from him. Skater Die. Another C64 track tonight. Playing a few of those. Got some good stuff coming. Got good stuff from the C64.
Sweet.
This one's, it's called I Got Five Skateboards Right Here. And there's actually sort of an in-joke to that title. I won't get into it. It's sort of a shiz in-joke, but yeah.
Oh my god, nice.
That's pretty damn funny. So,
that's some arrangement of some classic C64 stuff from Rob Hubbard, also on the NES as well. But you know,
yeah, it was a different soundtrack
there. Yeah, so this will, you know, melt Rob Hubbard's face off.
Yep, this is Norg. He's from the Smash Brothers, Dwelling of Duels regular overclocked remix. He's all over, man. Five skateboards right here from Skater Die. This is Nitro Game Injection.
this is Wowin, and you, my friend, are listening to Nitro Game Injection.
Thank you.
That was Aether from the Essence Music of Mana Dojin album. That was Meridian Dance from Seigen Densetsu 3, or Seigen Densetsu 2, sorry. Also known in America as Secret of Mana. And
I played that game for about 20 minutes.
Yeah. That's a very popular track from that game, though. Battle themes, you know, they're always popular.
And, man, you know, I never realized how progressive those themes were on their own until this one, because, you know, if you've heard Christian Picot and Mag's take on it, I believe Kate Triton was involved in that one too.
Mm-hmm.
On OC Remix, yeah. So on the day the world changed, that was a big medley. And that this Aether track had those same progressive elements. It's interesting to see how that's reflected in the original composition. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the original is very progressive, like too. You know, progressive rock inspires a lot of these composers. So
So it's always cool to see arrangements like these kind of, you know, bring that more to life.
Yeah, and this one was a Dojin release from the Comic Market 68 a few years back. Comic Market is a huge Japanese fan convention where they release
twice a year
where they release albums, artwork, comics, just all sorts of stuff, just fan created things, and it's huge. There's like a million people that attend this thing. It's gigantic, very very cool. And
it's like, dude, I would totally love to go to one of these. I wouldn't know a damn thing. Like, I don't know a lick of Japanese, but hell, I'll go, man. Who knows, man?
That would be pretty sweet.
I'll be a celebrity, man. They'll be like, oh, Brockman! Oh, okay, I'm in such trouble now.
You're in deep shit now.
Yeah, man. But nah, man, you can roll over there, get some Cheetah Men, you know, EPs and stuff. Cheetah in the Dark, of course.
Yeah, no, that was a one-time only thing, man. I think that...
No, more Cheetah Men, please.
I don't know if anyone else has done Cheetah Men.
More Cheetah Men, please. More Cheetah Men, please.
But they should.
More Cheetah Men, please.
We like to mention Cheetah Men on this show, apparently. It's the new thing.
Of course.
It's cool. So, anyway, if you want to check us out, we are online, of course. We're all over the place, though.
Yep. KNGI.com, org, you sons of... Yeah. I can't believe I said .com. That's like OCRemix.com, you sons of... That's exactly what I was thinking of. I was like, don't make that mistake. I'm like,
and
oh,
you made
God.
It. You. Oh, well, we can cut it out.
Nah, leave that in. That's very Freudian.
Damn you. Now it's KNGI.org. We got all sorts of contact information. And actually, what our new thing, one of our new things, is Podcast Alley. You head over to podcastalley.com and look for Nitro Game Injection, or you can go to kngi.org, and right on the top of the page there's a link to the Podcast Alley, and you go there and go ahead and vote for us. Get us on their voting list, on their top list. Get more listeners like that. And the lists are reset every month, so each month just go ahead and head on over to Podcast Alley and give us a vote.
Nice.
Let the people know that what you think, if we're doing a good job or if we're doing an awful job. It's just
no, we're
it's
doing
up
a
to
great
you.
Job.
It's up to you. I know. And one of the other things we got this voicemail call in. You can call in, leave us a voicemail. The number is 1-763-431-5121. Go ahead and give us a call. And just leave us a message. You can either, like, you know, give us a hate message, or, you know, tell us how much you love the show, or even make some requests, or just talk about whatever you want to talk about. Give us an announcement. We might play it back on the show if we find it interesting.
Yes, make sure your message is of use to us.
Yes. So, actually, we did get a message that is of use. Caleb Grace, who's a... He's a new listener. He's pretty well known around VGMDB, Overclocked Remix, and
Gaming Force.
Gaming Force, yes. Doesn't he run Song a Day?
Song of the Week.
Song of the Week.
Yeah, man.
Keeps up with Song of the Week, but he actually called us, and here's what came of that.
Hey, Kyle and Larry, it's Caleb Grace. I don't have much to talk about, but I did. Was listening to an old episode of the Nitro Game Injection number 111, in which Kyle was mentioning how you have enough Dojin stuff, and even though you've got some Dojin stuff in their newer ones, I wanted to recommend a couple tracks from a couple albums. One I don't own, but one I actually do own, and one that I've listened to and enjoy, and that being the Best of Shape Noise Mutation album and the Raidrick album by Akimiko. I mean, all the tracks are good, but I'd have to say if I could recommend anything, any particular tracks on there, for Noise Mutation, I'd have to say the Todd Fine Ray Trance mix, and for the Raidrick album, I'd go with the Turtle General song. By the way, just so you know what these are, you can probably look it up on VGMDB, but Noise Mutation is actually a Saga Frontier 1 and 2 remix album, and Raidrick is a Ragnarok Online arrangement album, so they're both good, both great albums. Just a couple in the sea of many great Dojins, and I want to recommend them to you. Maybe you can track a couple of the tracks down from these albums and play them on the show. All right, well, keep up the good work. I've been listening to the podcast, finding new music I like, so keep doing that shit. And if you ever need another guest host for your pre-recorded podcast, and I'm not busy, which is not likely because I'm usually always busy, but maybe I can do something. Anyway, that's all. Goodbye.
That was Akineku from their Raedric Arrange album, covering Ragnarok Online MMO, a track called Turtle General. And that covers the tracks Into the Abyss and Turtle Island.
Interesting title.
Yep. And before that, had a track by Best of Shape. Both of these guys, Dojin guys, by the way. And Best of Shape from their Noise Mutation album, doing a track from Saga Frontier 2, the yes. Todd Find, the Ray Trance mix. And actually, Saga Frontier is a pretty big in the Dojin arrangement circles.
Oh, dude.
It's not big. It's huge. Bigger than Final Fantasy and everything else combined,
really?
I think.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Saga Frontier is, or the Saga series in general,
wow,
most
man.
Likely the most covered game series for Dojins.
Really? Wow, man.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, I'm not going to lie. The Saga Frontier 1 soundtrack by Kenji Ito, not a fan of it. I don't know, like, not that it's bad, but just not, I think there were maybe like two tracks that really like hooked me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just a set, maybe, you know, it could be partially because I've not had as much exposure to arrangements, you know, to really kind of hook me in and show me what can be done with it. So, you know, I'm always willing to be proven wrong. But Saga Frontier 2 by Masashi Hamauzu, god damn, that is one of my favorite soundtracks ever. So, you know, hearing this cut by Best of Shape, awesome stuff. And, you know, everything in Saga Frontier 2 is very grandiose, orchestration. And so it's really cool to hear just a completely different take on it with the Noise Mutation.
Yep.
And on that album. So, yeah, man, trance style, that's kind of crazy, man. That's not something I would have expected. And, and especially, you know, it is kind of a richer soundtrack. You know, it's got some melodies to work with. So, you know, you can take it in another direction. But it is still a very rich-sounding soundtrack. So it could look difficult or daunting to put your own spin on it successfully. So, you know, tip of the hat to these dudes, man. Nice work.
Mm-hmm. And that Ragnarok Online track, Ragnarok is another popular game out of East Asia. You know,
yeah.
It's a pretty huge MMORPG, and this it has a great soundtrack, and I think Akineku really catches that with Turtle General.
Nice,
so,
man.
Thanks to Caleb Grace for pointing out these tracks to us, and hopefully people will check out these guys, Best of Shape and Akineku. They're very very well known in Dojin circles. So,
man, I gotta get educated, man. I gotta move to Japan.
Yep.
Learn the language.
Weird.
Or maybe just hit up a Rain Stream more. but like you're saying, if you want to get a little bit more info, you know, just again to see the names of those tracks, see the names of those artists, so that you can Google like a pro, hit up KNGI.org. Make sure you take a look at the show notes.
Yep, we'll have it all there. I'll be sure to link you guys to some websites that'll have the tracks from these guys, because I believe Akineku and Best of Shape both have their own official sites. They would be in Japanese, but nothing in Google Translator or, you know, just some
Babblefish
random link clicking can't fix. So
yeah, man.
Yeah,
so,
they've
yeah,
got some,
like you're saying, thanks to Caleb on these, man. Some
yeah.
good cuts.
So, all right, we're coming up to the end here. We got some more Dojins, though. Going to end off just one more Dojin. Going to end off with some classic Dojin guys, Preludio.
Nice.
Great stuff. Still love Preludio.
Yeah, man. Mystic Quest. Final Fantasy Mystic Quest you got in there.
Mm-hmm. Mystic Quest, kind of an overlooked Final Fantasy game. It's pretty simplistic compared to most of them. It's more of an action-adventure type game rather than a standard RPG. It still has turn-based battles, but it's a little bit more simplified. And actually, they call it Final Fantasy USA in Japan, you know, like Super Mario USA.
Right.
They simplified it for us stupid Americans.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
Yep. But still, a lot of great music, and definitely caught a rock flavor, which at the time in the Final Fantasy series was not the big thing. I mean, lately, you know, with the Black Mages and just generally what Nobuo Uematsu has been doing as far as his progressive rock style, making that more of the official, more his official style. But back in the SNES days, you didn't really catch the rock side as much. But
I will put it out there. You know, of course, since I've been drinking some haterade on the Saga Frontier 1 soundtrack, but Final Fantasy Mystic Quest, though, feeling a lot more of that, and especially the main battle theme. I mean, come on, man, that's a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely check out that if you can find it. Track it down. Track down the original Mystic Quest soundtrack and check out the three arranged tracks on there. Definitely a great take on a lot of the battle themes and just the general tracks from that game.
Ooh.
So, anyway, we're coming to the end here.
Another what do you got to close it, dude?
Time.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah, we got Chromalodeon is going to close it off with a track from their final recordings. This one is available on Pause Music, iimusic.net. We mentioned them earlier, their chiptune scene, but they also have this album up there. Because Chromalodeon, at least for some of their later albums, they integrated a lot of the chiptune sound. So that's more of like a chip rock style, so it's pretty awesome. I'm gonna end it off with
it's amazing, dude. And I saw this one performed live at MAGFest 5. That was my first MAGFest, and they helped close out I believe the final night of concerts, and I think maybe within 20 minutes of being at my first MAGFest, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be here every year. But the concerts really put it over the top, and it was definitely a privilege for me to be able to see one of their shows because their stuff was awesome. So make sure you pick up that final recordings album. It is the joint. Make sure you check out that whole thing. It's free, dude. It's at like you're saying, iimusic.net, Pause Music. Man, they do it right. So Chromalodeon, man, it's going to be a very strong finish for this episode of Nitro Game Injection, man. Nice choice, Kyle.
Yep. Love Chromalodeon. I really miss those guys, too. And they put some great tracks together, both originals and covers. They were amazingly talented.
Somebody pay them some money. Come on.
So, we're online. Check us out, kngi.org. We're on Facebook, MySpace. We're all over, man.
Don't forget that Twitter, son.
Yeah, Twitter. Give us a call. We are everywhere. Twitter, just hit KyleJCRB. Give us a call, 1-763-431-5121. Email us, kngipodcast@gmail.com. And just go check out the website. We got some more content there. Some of the stuff we don't talk about on the show, or more detailed information about the things that we talk about on the show. Like, for example, Nerdapalooza thing we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Just keeping things up to date. Just letting the people know what's going on in the game music and game arrangement scenes. So
it's awesome.
Yep. You got any closing words, Larry?
Oh man, just make sure to be hitting Nitro Game Injection regularly, man. We're gonna have more good music for you next time, and keep bringing it to you, man. Kyle's got some great selections, and keep those requests coming.
Yep, let us know about stuff you want to hear, things you think we should know about, and we will talk about them on the show. So thanks everyone for checking us out on this episode. This has been Nitro Game Injection, episode number 116, and thanks to Larry again for being with me, and we are out. Who you are.
I have forgotten.
Oh, damn.
I thought I was the body massage machine. Go! But I've forgotten, dude. So anyway...